For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
And it'd be a great help to me if you could be turning back to Ephesians chapter 3, page 826. And I tell you what would be another great big help to me is if you're a smaller sort of person, I reckon it'd be a good thing, if you'd like to join me at the front. There's a bit of space here that we made so that we can all sit in a heap at the front. I just think you'll be able to get involved better, be able to see better. So either come alone or kind of bring a friend, but join me at the front. That would be, friendly. Who's coming? One or two? Big grins on their faces. Anything could happen. So do sit down, make yourself comfortable. And I'm going to pray, and then we're going to get underway. Lord God, so often we talk of your love and we sing of your love. We pray now as we look at your word together that by your Spirit we would know your love in the depths of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is my friend, Wobbly Will. Wobbly Will is not very strong. He keeps getting knocked over.
Yeah, because he's a bottle.
That's right. work with me, okay? Last Monday, everyone was talking about how good Ralph's go-karting party was, and poor old Wobbly Will realised that he hadn't been at the party because he hadn't been invited, and it knocked him. And then on Sunday, some friends of his asked him to come round and play with them, and he said that he couldn't come because he really wanted to go to church, and his friends laughed at him, and that knocked him. And then even when he went to church, there were so many people, he didn't know them, and he just felt a little bit lost in a crowd and went home feeling rather lonely, and the truth was it knocked him. Paul is writing to people a little bit like Wobbly Will, people a little bit like us, people who aren't feeling very strong, which means we're very easily knocked over. Now, what would make Wobbling Will stronger, do you think? How could we help him out? Can anyone think what we could do? What do you think we could do?
Things by the side of him.
That's an idea. What's your idea?
He
could get fit. Yes, he's a bit weak at the moment. Yeah, take him to the gym, that kind of thing. I tell you what I was thinking. Those are good ideas. But he is only a milk bottle. My idea was, I thought if we could fill him with sand, just health and safety, fill him with sand and see if that helps him, see if that makes him a little bit stronger, a little bit less wobbly. Should we try him? That's pretty good, isn't it? Well, Paul, in his letters to the Ephesians, Paul is praying that God would make us strong. Do you see verse 16? And I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may, do you see the word there? Strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. He's praying God would make us strong. And the question is, how's God going to make us strong? And the answer is, by filling us up. But not with sand, but with the love of Christ. With the love of Christ. It's very easy to say, Jesus loves me, or to sing, Jesus loves me, but not really to take that into our hearts. And you see what Paul prays? He prays that, do you see verse 17? That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. So he prays that we would grasp the love of Christ. To grasp something means to hold on to it tightly. He's praying that we would hold on to the love of Christ tightly in our hearts. And you see where it's all heading? Verse 19. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That we would be filled. Because that's what will make us strong. Not being filled with sand, but being filled with the love of Christ. And you see, the first thing that Paul prays we would grasp about the love of Christ is that it is wide. Now, bear with me. For this, I need about 5 volunteers of any age to come and join me at the front. Of any age, okay? We always look to the children, and they shoulder the responsibility for these kinds of things. And come and join me at the front. 5 people. Just come. People who put their hands up, come join me on the stage here. Okay, come and stand this side. Come and stand here. That's lovely. 1, 2, have I got 1, 2? Harry, yes, come as well. Why not? Yeah, Nicholas, that's lovely. Matthew, that's lovely as well. It's lovely to have you with me up the front. Do make yourselves at home. And just if you just sit on that, that'd be lovely. Just make yourself comfortable. And that'll be great. So just make yourselves comfortable. Okay, we seem to be having a little bit of difficulty. Would it be better if we had something a bit more like this? Okay, come and make yourself comfortable on that. Is that going to work? Please make it work. Brilliant. Now, what was the problem with the stool? The stool was too narrow. There wasn't room for everyone. The bench, though, was wide. There was room enough for everyone. And what Paul is saying is, the love of Christ is a wide love. There is room enough for everyone. We saw this in the last couple of weeks, that Jesus' love is not a narrow love. He doesn't just love one type of person. He loves the Jewish people and the Gentiles, all the non-Jews. He loves the rich people and the poor people, the black people and the white people, the cool people and the uncool people, the people who are brilliant at sport, the people who are rubbish at sport, the people who are brilliant at maths and the people who are rubbish at maths. He loves them all. His love is a wide love. There is room enough for everyone. Now, do you see how that makes you strong when you grasp it? Because we're so used to thinking, I'm not sure there's going to be room for me. I'm not sure that someone like me is welcome round here. That we start to think, well, maybe Jesus doesn't have room for me. Maybe Jesus doesn't say that I'm welcome round here. No. Jesus' love is a wide love. There is room enough for everyone. Whoever you are, whatever you have done, whatever you are like, there is room enough for you. His love is wide. Thank you very much. Come and sit down. The next thing about Jesus' love is, can you see? That it is long. Okay, for this I need 2 helpers. I need 2 helpers to join me at the front. 2, yep, 2. Are you going to be one of them? No, okay. We're going to have to miss this point and move on. Who? I need 2 helpers. Okay, brilliant. You 2, brilliant. Superb. Okay, right. I'm going to hold this spoon, and you're going to grab the end of that, and you're going to run down the middle of... Or walk fast, brisk walk, okay? Go. Oh. Some loves are not very long. They start, and then they end suddenly. What about this one? I'm going to hold the spoon. You're going to run down the end. Go. But God's love goes on and on and on and on, and it's still going, and it's still going, and it's still going all the way out onto the downs. It's still going. Paul said back in chapter 1 that God's love for us started, do you remember when? Before the creation of the world. Yeah? Before the creation of the world. Well, before the creation of the world, what did I do to make Jesus love me? Nothing. Didn't have the chance to do anything to make him start loving me, which means I can never do anything to make him stop loving me. He just loves me because he loves me with a love that will go on and on for always and forever. And Paul says, I pray that you would grasp that. Now, do you see why that makes you strong? Because other people love you for a little bit, and then all of a sudden they seem to stop loving you because they don't find you lovely anymore. And you're just about to feel knocked over when you remember, they might have stopped loving me, but Jesus' love goes on and on and on and on. He will never stop loving me. His love is long. Now, the next thing that Jesus says, we're going to come back to, that Paul says about Jesus, we're going to come back to, we're going to look at the fact that Jesus' love is, it's wide, it's long, it's deep, it's deep. Now, this is where I need a very brave volunteer. Let me explain what the volunteer is going to have to do, because otherwise you'll regret it. Yeah, well, why do you need newspaper? You may ask. I have here in this pot a delightful mixture of porridge, mushy peas, vinegar, and barbecue sauce. Never forget the barbecue sauce. And that's all great and everything, but unfortunately, I dropped a packet of Rolos into the gunge. And at the bottom of the gunge is a beautiful packet of Rolos. And I'm just wondering if there's anyone who could come and get the Rolos out of the gunge and save my packet of Rolos. And I'm thinking if you were to do that, you'd probably get to keep the Rolos. Is there anyone who could help me like that? Oh, one brave man. Okay. Just so that Mum and Dad aren't worrying too much, it's real gunge, but there's a bucket of water and soap and flannels and towels and everything, health and safety. Now tell us your name.
Daniel.
Daniel, will you stand up here? Okay, and will you reach down and see if you can find the packet of Rolos? We really want to see this. Can everyone see this? Can you feel around this packet of Rolos? Yeah, it's there. He's got it. He's saved the Rolos. Brilliant. Why don't you put them there for the moment, and you can claim them at the end. And over there is a bucket and a bar of soap and a towel. And somewhere here was a flannel. There's a flannel. Look at that. Daniel, you clean yourself up, and let's think about this. Daniel was prepared to reach down deep into the gunge to save the Rolos, yeah? Friends, Jesus loves you so much that to save you, he was prepared to reach down even deeper. He reached all the way down from heaven to earth, not just with his arms, but he stepped into our world. He was born a baby in a stable. It's a long way down from heaven to earth. But he reached down even deeper, deeper still, down from just being on earth to the mess, the agony, the shame of death on a cross. But because he loved us and wanted to save us, that's how far down he was prepared to reach. And Paul prays that we would grasp that. And you see how grasping at that makes us strong, because what happens is we mess up sometimes, don't we? And we think, oh, I wish I hadn't said that. I wish I hadn't done that. We feel, that's it, I've gone too low now. I am down in the mess. I have put myself beyond his reach. And we're just about to feel knocked over when we remember, I may be deep down in the mess, but no matter how deep I go down, his love reaches down deeper to save me. His love is deep. It means I can never sin myself beyond his reach. So his love is wide, it's long, it's deep. And at this point, I need all the people at the front, all the children, to go back to the grown-ups you came with. Go back to the grown-ups you came with, yeah? Could everyone reclaim their children? And could, when everyone's had happy reunions, everyone back with their families? And could everyone with their feet on the floor, everyone put their feet on the floor and stand up? The whole room, stand up. Now on the screen should be a picture of some mountains. There we go, brilliant. Now, hands up if you can't see the whole screen really clearly. Okay? I'm sure more people can't see than that. You just don't even care. You don't even want to see it. No. Okay. People around, the people with their hands up, what's going to help them to be able to see the screen? They're going to need to be lifted up, aren't they? So if you've got anyone who can't see, lift them up so they can see the mountains. Lift them up. Right. Lift them up so they can see the mountains. That's brilliant. Can everybody see the mountains now? Yes. Sit down. The love of Jesus is high in that it lifts us up high. Paul says we were once spiritually dead, but now we've been made alive with Christ. We've been raised up with him. Where was Christ raised to? Heaven. The right hand of God. And Paul says, we are raised with him. So where have we been lifted up to? To heaven. To heaven. That is where we belong. We have a place with God in heaven forever. You see how high the love of Christ has lifted us up? See how that makes us strong? You see, because sometimes the view from our lives is not that great. All we can see are more visits to the hospital, another Monday at school where we're not very happy, another Monday at work where we feel under pressure, another long week down the job centre, another evening alone. I was with someone a few weeks ago from another country, and all they could see were friends who had been killed, friends who'd been put in prison because they were Christians. The world around us looks very big, doesn't it? It crowds around us, makes it very hard to see. It makes us think, this is all there is. And it knocks us over. Then remember how the love of Christ has lifted us up. And that means we can see beyond this world, and we can see on to our eternal home with God, where every tear is wiped dry. The love of Christ has lifted us up high. And Paul pulls this prayer together in verse 19 when he says that you may be, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Saying if you grasp the love of Christ, then you will be full. And later on in his letter, he says again how the reason we are knocked about so much is because we're not full of the love of Christ. When we forget that he loves us, it all goes wrong. And the world around seems very big, and we seem very small, and we give in. We give in. And that is why Paul prays that we would grasp the love of Christ, that Jesus would be big in our hearts, that we would know how wide and long and deep and high his love is. And grasping that would make us strong. Let's pray. Our Father, we pray this prayer for one another, that we would be a church family who grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And if ever we doubt that that's a prayer that you are going to answer, we thank you that you remind us that you are the one who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, and that you work with your power in even us. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name, for his sake. Amen. Amen. Just going to take a little moment to be quiet, just time to reflect on what we've heard. Ask yourself, or you may want to talk it through with the person next to you, what have you grasped about God's love that will make you strong? Just a moment of quiet, and then we'll sing again.